You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And, of course, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. You know, folks, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians every day. And I just wanted to throw that out there. And we're a podcast also about everyday life, hope, Jesus Christ, news, current and world events. And of course, the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we have a little bit of everything on the podcast, folks. I try to be as open-minded as possible when it comes to covering the news, and I bring you current news and world events and stuff that's happening right now all around the world. And right now, all I can say is you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Things are getting not to scare anybody with fear porn, because I don't believe in that. Sometimes there are friends out there, brothers in Christ and sisters as well, that try to scare people, fear monger and stuff like that. I won't do that. I'll just say, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, at the end of this podcast, we'll say a prayer together. And through that prayer, we can help you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And then on another note, my disclaimer is I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer. I'm not going to give healthcare advice or prescriptions or anything in that matter. However, under the Freedom of Information Act, folks, I do have to throw this disclaimer in each and every podcast I do, because, you know, the internet police are really bad. Censorship's really bad. Google, Facebook, Apple, so on and so forth. I have to be very, very, very careful as to what I'm saying and the context of what I'm saying. And I bring you this alternative news and information. And this is direct bottom line. This is real alternative news. This is stuff that the media, Google, Facebook, Twitter, so on and so forth, will not allow to be published. They will snuff these people out, erase these people, so you don't get the real news. You don't know what's going on in the world, and this is why I'm here. I do this as a public service announcement, and again, this is my calling, and I'll keep doing this until the good Lord says, Eric, you know, it's time that you got to stop. So this is what I do, and this is how I'll do it, and I'll keep doing this with your thoughts and prayers. So let's get into today's article. Today's article comes from shtfplan.com. That's shtfplan.com. And the date is, of course, July 18th, Sunday. Happy Sunday, folks. Happy Sunday to you, and hope you're having a good, peaceful, enjoyable Sunday. And the article headlines read, it's a small article, and again, as always, I try to do that, or try to remember to do that, as always, put the link down below so you can read the full article in its full context, so then you can get what you want out of the article. The article reads as follows: MSM, meaning mainstream media, begins prepping the public for more restrictions in the U.S. Oh boy, as if there's not enough already. The mainstream media is now attempting to prepare the public to accept more restrictions and possibly another lockdown as the Delta variant surges and not enough are willing to get injected with this experimental gene therapy. The key to winning the race against the spread of the Delta variant is to get more Americans vaccinated, according to the mainstream media. Well, I hold my nose here, folks. The media and government desperately want you to believe that you need this shot. You don't need the shot. That's my personal opinion. I'm just going to interject that. They are pulling out all the stops and underlying tone to expect more restrictions if they don't get their way. We know that the censorship campaign has wrapped up lately to push this propaganda and push this out. We're losing time here, and the Delta variant is spreading. People are dying. We actually just can't wait for more things to get more rational. This is Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the National Institutes of Health, told CNN on Wednesday. The Delta variant fear-mongering reason is confirmed by MSN. This is what they do. When asked a question on Twitter about the impact of the Delta variant and hospitalizations, Chancellor Cam Patterson said hospitals are full right now and cases are doubling every 10 days. If the trend continues, we will significant challenges in provided care for both the COVID and non-COVID patients over the 2 weeks, Patterson said, noting he met with the governor, Asa Hutchinson, to discuss the matter. Hospitals are full. When have we heard this before? You know, folks, and like I said in the article, it asks questions as well that I'm asking and that you would ask as Christians and non-Christians, where are the hospitals full? I'm here in Central Florida, and we're fine. They'll say the numbers rose 1,000, 1,400, 1,500, 10,000 in one day. These astronomical numbers are being pumped up by the media, okay? The MSM, mainstream media, you know, Fox News. I know a lot of you folks are conservative. That's great. Fox News, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS. You know, a lot of my relatives up north in Michigan, where I'm from originally, they listen to CNN. I don't necessarily agree with that. You know, I'm an independent. You know, let me throw that out there, number one. Number two, I'm totally unbiased and try to be totally unbiased to be able to report and give you guys the most accurate information I possibly can. And on that note, they're all pushing this junk to scare people. That's all just a bunch of fakery. Okay, people aren't dying in the streets like they claim. Yes, there's people having adverse reactions. I've said that. I've said that on podcast, on this channel. I've said it on my other channels that I have. I have a couple other channels. I've said it over and over and over and over and over again that nobody, absolutely nobody, should take this shot. This shot is not even what they claim is inside the shot. The Pfizer, the Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca. They're putting poison in the shot. They did, and I happen to know that. They did, and I did that on a podcast. If you go about a week ago, five days to a week ago, I did a podcast. It covered in the Pfizer shot. Spanish researchers did an investigation into the Pfizer BioNTech shot, made by Pfizer, and found graphene oxide in the shot, in the vaccine. So, I mean, I can go on and on and on, but again, I have to be careful because, you know, just like anything else, when you bring the truth, the devil comes in the form of a lot of different things, and they'll cut you off, they'll deplatform you, demonetize you, different things like that. And they try to at least Google, Facebook, Twitter, and the big, big social media. They'll try to stranglehold on people. And that's exactly what they've done it to me, and they've done it to friends. They've done it to other bigger creators, more bigger and bigger followings than I have. And this is what they do. They want to silence you. Why do they want to silence you? Because they'll say you're spewing misinformation. No, we're spewing the truth, folks. The podcast I did earlier today, a few hours ago, earlier today, had all the numbers. You can see all the articles and the numbers. It was an explosive podcast, folks. It was quite long, 30 full minutes. Normally, I go about a 20-minute podcast. That was 30 minutes. We went over all the numbers, and we went over all the side effects and deaths that these four main vaccines that I just mentioned a minute ago are causing people in Europe, in the EU, the European Union. Again, if you want to take the vaccine, all I can say is I can't stop you. I won't stop you, but I'll pray for you. Okay, if you want to destroy yourself, then I there's nothing I can do. As a Christian, as a human being, I have compassion. I understand people get sucked into this. People don't have maybe the resistance that I do to be able to just stay away. And don't get me wrong, I'm not in good health, folks. I'll just tell you that. But you know, I have some back problems and different problems like that, and blood sugar, back problems, severe back problems. But again, doesn't matter what I have. This is about you. But I'm still not going to take the vaccine. You can't give me enough money in the world to take this mark of the beast style of medicine. There's no way. So let's get back to the article as I finish up, folks. It's already astonishing that anybody believes this anymore, but they need more people to get the experimental gene therapy shot. The obvious goal is they're attempting to use fear to make people believe the injection. And, of course, this is in the side notes. Here's something from CNN, and CNN chimes in. Vaccines have been available for most people, most Americans, for months, but still only 48.3% of the country is fully vaccinated, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And the rate of new vaccinations is on decline. That's right. We don't want poison. It was down 11% last week, less than a quarter of the pace from 2 months ago, and CNN, they chimed in with that. Here's the stat they're trying to push with no evidence. I have yet to see any documentation of this, and I have been looking for it. It appears a bold-faced lie right now. They expect it to be accepted as the truth. The only people spewing this garbage are tyrants and the mainstream media puppets, which is very true. Why would they spew a lie, folks? Why would they spew a lie? Okay. Collins said he hopes the American public will pay attention to the data and decide that getting vaccinated is safe and a smart thing to do. I hope people will hear this right now listening and that are on the fence whether the vaccination is going to help you. Listen to those numbers, Collins said. Why are we waiting? Let's roll up our sleeves if we haven't and do so. Again, that's from CNN. There you have it. The punishments will begin at some point in time for those still refusing the shot. Stand prepared, stay prepared, stand firm. They can't convince half the country, folks, to take the thing. And that's a huge number. So you have to understand that we have some of the numbers in our favor right now. And you got to understand that out of about 330 million people, folks, here in the United States, of course, where you're at, I don't know your population, but here in the United States, we have around 330 million people, give or take. That number in half is 165 million people. That's a lot of freaking people, folks, that saying, no way, Jose, we're not going to take this. And again, back to the article, there you have it. The punishments will start at some point for those still refusing. Stay prepared, stay firm. They can't convince half the country to take this thing. That's a huge number. And obviously at the point that the war for our minds is failing as they ramp up tactics that no longer work and those understand what really is going on. And again, you know, like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, pray. That's all I ask. And if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, folks, I want to say a prayer with you really, really quickly here, if I may. Here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, and if you want to follow me for a prayer, and if you do want to give your life for Jesus Christ, just listen to me and just repeat after me, if you will. Just find a quiet spot for just 2 or 3 minutes and repeat after me, folks. And Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus, and live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer right now, folks, congratulations. I commend you. Welcome home. I congratulate you. That's your first step. That's the salvation prayer. That is your first step, giving your life to Jesus Christ, if you prayed that prayer. And I commend you. And your next step would be to try to find a good Bible. I recommend the King James Version 1611. However, if you don't have one, just a good Christian Bible. And once you start getting the Bible, start reading the Bible, if you just do a couple pages a day, whatever you can do, folks, even if you only do a page a day, do one page at a time. I know there's some spots in the Bible you'll have questions, and in some of my later podcasts, I'll try to answer as many questions as possible. Again, I'm not a preacher. I don't have a PhD in theology or anything else like that, but I will try very hard to answer your questions. I'm just a simple man, a podcaster who's been podcasting for a while, and I'm just trying to get out the word of God through Jesus Christ. I'm trying to help as many people as I possibly can, just get out some information. And in that context, if there are people that want to give their life to Jesus Christ, I commend you, and just find yourself a good Christian Bible. And once you start reading, then your second step is you might want to find a good Christian church, one that believes in God Almighty, teaches the Trinity, which is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And once you do that, then you might want to start talking about how Jesus is affecting you, how your life is changing. You can talk to your friends, your family, your spouse, your kids. You can talk to anybody, even the dog if you wanted to, folks. Little humor there. You can talk to anybody. Always talking about God and Jesus Christ is always a good thing, folks. Always. So like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. This is kind of short, but like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe, and thank you very much, folks, for listening as always. God bless all of you. Thank you very much. Amen, and I'm out of here. Stay well.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.